At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
All right, but let's talk some baseball. We got playoff baseball going on right now. Toronto leading Seattle 2-1. Milwaukee and the Dodgers just about to get started. And the Minnesota Twins don't have a manager yet. So to discuss it all is Brandon Warren, Access Twins newsletter and Locked On Twins podcast. Okay, here's my question for you, Brandon. Do we need managers anymore? Is that something we need? Like, what does that guy do? These days, the manager, because I feel like during Rocco's time, this was discussed a lot. Like, is Rocco just sort of taking the marching orders from the front office and the analytics people? Does he have power? Like, what is a manager in the year 2026?
Yeah, it sounds like the saying society has progressed beyond the need for a baseball manager. It's certainly based on systems or organizations. It's definitely different, but I think a lot of people feel like it was Rocco Baldelli's job to take marching orders from Derek Falvey up top. I can neither confirm nor deny that, but I would imagine that it was heavily influenced. They've always talked about collaboration between the two. Now, the other thing is, too, people will just run with whatever narrative they want to make it seem like, you know, inmates are running the asylum, or, you know, that Rocco's, you know, chair was pulled out from underneath him. I don't know exactly what the case is there, but I think it's just different with every team, because we've seen some managers look like they're still the field generals, the old type, old style guys. And then there's other ones where you kind of get the vibe that maybe they're not the one pushing all the buttons.
Yeah, no, I think when it comes to managing, the way we used to think about it was setting the lineup was a huge deal. And how you manage the bullpen was a huge deal. How long to leave in the starter. Once upon a time in our lives, Brandon, which I've seen occasionally in the playoffs, and this is nice, pitchers used to pitch into the seventh and the eighth inning, and then we'd be talking about, is the manager going to pull him? When does he go to the lefty? And now it just feels like, well, they've already kind of resolved when this guy's going to come out of the game based on his pitches. They know their matchups based on their data. And that's all fine. It takes a little bit of the feel out of it. I think what a manager now is responsible for is managing the people responsible for the fundamental elements of hitting, fielding, and pitching. So managing the pitching coach and executing their plans to get the most out of each individual, managing the hitting coach and their philosophies of how you want to go about it. For a little while, it seemed like it was they want certain trajectories of swings, and then it seemed like they changed that. And if we go back a ways, it was pitch to contact with the Minnesota Twins. I think managing that whole operation of how your people on staff, whether it is analytics or whether it's the pitching coach or hitting coach, how they I guess, convey the messages that are coming down from the top to the players so they can execute them. I think that's where it starts with the manager, which is a lot less easy to play along at home.
Yeah, I think it's managing egos and massaging egos because these guys are paid more than the manager too, which I think is a difficult aspect of it. But yeah, it's assuring uniformity in the game plan and that, you know, doing, you know, basically checks, like quality assurance checks across the board to make sure that the numbers people line up with the, you know, the field coordinator and all that stuff. So I think you're onto something there. I've been watching a lot of older games lately, and it's definitely a different feel as far as how things happen. And I think in a way, and this is maybe something you'll appreciate from the football side of things, is that we've just been so overwhelmed by data, and I'm a big fan of data, but it's gotten to a point too where it's every single individual thing that happens in a game is data specific instead of guys just out there making plays. And I think maybe there should be a pendulum swing a little bit back toward the way it used to be, which I hope I don't sound like some old man yelling at the cloud.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about the gaps between people like ourselves, our age, Gen Z, and Gen Alpha apparently is the newer one. So we were discussing, you know, things like that. But here's where I would agree with you is that I think that there's certain data overload to the point where I'm not sure that we're even drawing the right conclusions anymore, right? It's like, oh, it's the new thing. Here's what it reminds me of, Brandon, is when you get in a rent-a-car that's brand new, and if you go ever so slightly onto a white line while you're on 35W, your car will shake. And let me tell you, when I've rented cars in other cities and I'm driving and that happens because I have an older car, it scares the heck out of me. I'm like, I didn't need this. And I feel like you're just applying things to a car that nobody wanted, but somebody up top thought was a really good idea because it sounded new and it sounded fresh, even though it doesn't really do anything. And I think that we do get to that point, right, with data sometimes.
Yeah, my wife uses the auto drive on her car, and I cannot do it. And then mine shuts off at the red light, and I'm like, who is this for?
Right.
I'm right there with you.
So is when they look for a manager, this is all to make the point of when they look for the manager here, and I saw Nick Punto's name came up, and I thought, come on, Minnesota, you can't really, right? You can't, come on. That's just the most.
Mike Tice.
It's the most Ryan Saunders like hire ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little less Nepo baby than Ryan Saunders, but it's along the same lines. And that's no disrespect to Ryan Saunders. He just was given a very, very difficult, path or task, and it's not his fault. But yeah, I don't think Punto makes sense, but he was, you know, the main part of that story that Dan Hayes wrote the other day.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So what are the, if it's not Punto, or even if it is Punto, like what's the boxes that you want to see checked when you do your reaction to the manager hire? Like, what are you looking for?
One of two things. Okay, so the offense, especially in big spots last year, struggled. So I want an offense first James Rousen type, you know, the hitting coach when they hit all the home runs in 2019, an offensive-oriented manager, or a player development-oriented manager. Someone that they're having very little problem getting good prospects, but they're having regression in the major leagues. Jose Miranda, Edward Julian, Royce Lewis. You can list a bunch of them who have had some success in the big leagues and then regress, whether it's injuries, the league having the book on them, or just it's a hard game. Let's not make any mistake. Baseball is a very, very difficult game. So I would like to see either a hitter-friendly manager or player development-friendly manager. And I'm not saying Rocco wasn't either of these, but sometimes you just need a different voice in the room.
Yeah, I mean, I think that like that is something that makes so much sense in the position that they're in, where this mystical owner who's going to come in with 50 gazillion billion dollars and buy all the players and turn them into the Dodgers, A, probably doesn't exist. And even if they do, they won't be here anytime soon. So they need to have success at building up through the minor leagues. I mean, it's one of those like easier said than done. When you watch a team like Seattle or a team like Milwaukee, those payrolls are not crazy different. Like, what did those teams do that was different from the Minnesota Twins?
The Brewers rely on speed. They are kind of a Twins of 20 years ago kind of team where the sum is bigger than the parts. And my contention has always been the Twins, I think, maybe do better when they're the underdog. You know, when they're the ones fighting for their lives, whether it was around the contraction time or Metronome when they couldn't spend, or, you know, even in Target Field, it was maybe when they weren't favored. But when you start looking at the Twins as the favorite is when they seem to kind of crumble. So player development has been huge on the Brewers side. There's a reason why people want to hire Ricky Weeks, who, you know, was a player when you and I were younger and has been on their coaching staff the last year or so. So everybody wants to mimic those teams. It's a good thing to be one of those teams that people want to mimic, but it's just these teams develop guys. The Mariners have hit on some pitching, free agents and all that stuff too, but you know, it helps to have the guy that just homered too, Cal Raleigh, who you know, just one of the best hitting catchers we've ever seen. But they make moves too, trading for Randy Arozarena, trading for Josh Naylor, trading for Eugenio Suarez. They push all the right buttons. And then a young star who Julio Rodriguez has taken a step back from where they maybe thought he was going to be when he signed his big extension. But you have got to have young, good players, make some shrewd trades, and then have a pitching staff that can, quite frankly, shove it down people's throats.
The sports are really sportsing right now. It's a home run by Cal Raleigh and, what was that, like a 60-yard run by the Gophers, and then they finished it off with a touchdown. I mean, wow. We got the two TV set up. We are rolling in here.
That was over a 70-yard run.
Oh, over
by the way,
70 yards.
77 yards.
Wow.
I just looked up and saw him going. That was an amazing play. And they score to make it 7-3. Last thing for you, Brandon. When it comes to the ownership situation, isn't that the worst topic in all of sports to discuss? So we need to discuss it. But it's the most frustrating, and I think everyone's at the same point where it's like, well, you know, they need to move on, and there needs to be a shift in the leadership and all that sort of stuff. But how can they find themselves amidst this? Because I think we all know that that day is coming, but probably isn't coming tomorrow, where they suddenly just sell the team and there's the CBA thing and everything else. Like, if Twins fans, I don't blame them. They just gave up on the team last year. Like, how do you find meaning within this if you are, as you are, someone who's following them every single day and the fans want to be there? They want to be at that incredible stadium. How do they do it?
I think it's got to be similar to Major League, where you do it to spite ownership. You know, if ownership doesn't believe in you, you have to believe in yourself. And again, I have callbacks to 20 years ago when it was, they'd have a good player or two, but it'd be guys, they took advantage of the Metrodome. They took advantage of speed when they were the Piranhas, speaking of Nick Punto. I think the Twins are better off being the underdog. And I know that that's maybe me kind of like just throwing something out there and seeing if it sticks, but they're going to be the underdog this upcoming season. They've got enough good young players that if enough of them click, they should be okay, and they've got enough pitching that if they don't trade the top two guys, they should be okay. So really, it's going to come down to spite, honestly. I think this ownership group wants to get through the potential CBA issues. I don't know if they're thinking, hey, a year without baseball means we don't have to pay players and we can pay down some of this debt, or I don't know what the deal is. But there's supposed to be some sort of windfall coming out of the other side of the CBA. That might be why they're hesitant to sell right now. But at the same time, I was so demoralized. I don't know what was more demoralizing, the trade deadline or them announcing a couple days later that they weren't selling. Like, that's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, no, and I do think that many more Minnesota baseball fans are interested in their win-loss record than they are the ownership thing, even if it's out there every single day in the discussion.
Well,
if they're young and fun, people will still show up.
Imagine how easy the PR is going to be for the next owner. I mean, it's such a low bar to clear that it would have to be pretty attractive. If you've got the money, hey, you're going to be the good guy or gal in town just by simply being not the Polets.
Yeah, I've always pushed back a little bit when I look at the payrolls and I'm like, you know, there's some other teams that win, but this ownership has been blasted for the payroll for so long. You're right. When that change happens, it'll be widely celebrated. But until then, get a manager first. Don't use AI to manage your baseball team and then go from there.
Yeah.
Brandon Warren, Locked On Twins podcast, Access Twins newsletter. You do a great job, man. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, be good.
Brandon Warren there. Some exciting baseball going on right now.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.